This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
One of my recent encounters with narcissistic behavior involved a person who did something that didn't work for me, and I wasn't willing to tolerate it in the moment. I communicated, hey, this doesn't work for me. Now, when I communicated it, that this doesn't work for me, I did it in a very assertive, expressing my anger, but at a healthy level. And it could sound like this, by the way.
Yeah, give me an example. I'd love to see it.
Hey, this doesn't work for me. You see how I'm angry, but I'm still contained. And it's not hiding my anger, but it's also not using it aggressively. It's what I would call, for me, what I consider moderation of expression in that moment of that anger.
To me, it would depend on context. But keep going. Yeah. I want to interrupt you. Keep going.
That's why I said to me, because it could be depend on context, could depend on the other person, the relationship you have with them, so on and so forth, right? Now, what I do know after understanding the dynamics of that relationship with this person and understanding the previous history of this person is that they do have a challenge with experiencing other people in their healthy anger, meaning they really do prefer that people suppress their anger around them. Okay. Because of their trauma.
That's awesome. Good for them.
Yeah, any sort of anger is like...
Go find a disempowered person. See that? You got to learn, go become an expert in your dysfunction so you know which dysfunctions you play best with.
Yep.
Yeah.
But because of that, here's what happened. So because of these things that we're talking about, when I express my anger and I communicated that it doesn't work for me, the response from the person was... There's no problem here. Look at you. Look at how you're acting. You're overreacting with this anger now. They went from violating a boundary. And by the way, they violated the boundary because they were actually uncontained with their anger. I didn't throw that piece of the context into this. That's the reason why I responded in an assertive, angry way of saying, hey.
You match their anger, and then they flip the script on you. And now anger the problem.
Exactly. But I matched it in a more contained manner where they were doing it in what looked like it was toward another person. It wasn't even toward me. Right. But I said, hey, stop what you're doing, please. Like, this doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for us right now. And then exactly what you said just happened, which is they flipped the script on me. Like, I'm not the problem. Look at you. You're the problem. And I remember, I mean, that to me was the perfect example of, wow, like the victimization that you're talking about. Like, I'm the victim. Look at what you're doing to me now. Now, in the past, because I haven't done the work, what I would have done after that person told me that I'm the problem because of, and by the way, they do so, when I say narcissistic behavior, is because they'll do so calming themselves down, like, not calm. Like, looks like you're calm, right? In this very, like, ooh, you doing something, you know what I mean? Some Hollywood acting right now, right? And in the past, I would get immensely triggered with anger, and I would then, in that case, blow up into how dare you mode, right? Which technically would fulfill their side of the story. This time, what I said because of the work that I've been doing was, look, it seems that we're not in a state where we can both communicate with each other in this moment and really hear each other. So let's take a break. Let's come back to this conversation. Stepped out of the room. And I stepped out of the room immediately, even without the acknowledgement in this situation, because—
Perfect, great job. Yeah, that's what you need to do.
Yeah, because what I've noticed is these types of people with this behavior, I don't say like they're this type of people that always like this. It's just this specific behavior in that moment. When they don't have emotional mastery, what I have noticed is they won't respect the boundary. They'll just keep going. Well, you're the problem. Well, look at you. And you keep
running away. Oh yeah, go out the door. Yeah, yeah. Do another comment. Yeah.
Yeah. Look at how you're making me feel. You're disturbing the peace. You know, like literally, it's quite astounding to see the things that'll come out of their mouths. And I'm not saying this, by the way, because I haven't been there. I've been this guy too. I've chosen to act with that behavior in the past, but bringing it to the points that we've been focusing on, these are the benefits of emotional mastery that I've experienced, that you're able to be in situations and truly deep see things for what they are and protect yourself if you need to, assert yourself if you need to, and maybe it even protects the relationship. There's potential for repair and healing, right, in there as well.
I know for me, it goes against my morals and values to be abusive to other people. I know that I will be, because I'm human and unlimited. And so I know when I run into a person like that who's being abusive, if I join in on it, I am equally abusive. And so that's why I use these skills, because I'm protecting both of us from me. Because that's all I can control. So do you hear how I took a situation? And this is what emotional mastery gives you. Most people would describe the process as though they're the problem. Well, that's a victim blame position.
The other person being the problem, yeah.
Yeah, and instead I take that situation, I go, no, I use emotional mastery to protect me from us. You hear the ownership, the responsibility in that, the plan that's put in place, the consequences. I take the burden of recognizing I only experience consequences that I allow. I don't allow you to dictate that. Now, because I'm human and limited, there will be times I will allow you to do that. And I'm responsible for allowing you to do that. I can have my feelings and ask you, you know, or I can share, hey, what I experienced the other day, that just didn't work for me. That was overwhelming. And that's why, you know, I don't think we'll be spending any more time together. But ultimately I'm very sad at myself that I allowed my part in that. So
I've gone through experiences where that was the only option. Yeah. And it is sad for both individuals, but you know,
on the other hand, look at the gift. See, this is where I go. I'm like, well, sad. Why? We both learned something. I learned I don't have to put up with poor behavior anymore. I don't have to lock myself in the bathroom. I'm free and I won't die. And what did I, and what did they learn? Wow. That I'm not going to get abused, because someone like that only does that because they were abused. So the first time in their life, I have shown them what it looks like to have an experience with somebody who does not want to abuse them. And so you want to tell me the ending is a problem? To me, it's the beginning for both of us. It's a massive opportunity. That's what
people don't get.
Amen. Yeah. Right? You see that?
Yeah.
So they, like, we both walk away going, oh my God, I got to say no. And they walk away whether they get it or not. Oh my God, I didn't get abused.
Yep.
Where's the problem? See, and that's what emotional intelligence, it doesn't give you that big, you need this. You need the inner workings to understand that's what you're building here. That's true social awareness and social management, relationship building. Is it so much deeper that when I stop your abuse of me, I'm stopping your abuse of yourself. That allows you to be in relationship with you. It allows me to be in relationship with me. whether we choose to continue a relationship is up in the air, but that gives us both the potential to pursue relationship again, somewhere from a new place that will actually make relationships sustainable. That's recovery. That's mastery. That's social awareness and management. And so that's why I get so passionate about all this.
So much more peace and fulfillment and beautiful things when that is the case.
Not that I am able to live it as well as I can preach it, you know, because when I get so fired up like that, I feel like I'm in Louisiana, I'm a Baptist preacher, just, you know, can I get an amen, you know, just screaming and yelling. But I know that when I do exercise it, man, do I just come alive. It just is the greatest feeling for everyone I come in contact with, yeah, and myself.